What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of the Ernest Thoughts podcast. Before we get it started, though, I do want to say a few disclaimers for the audio listeners out there. So, production with this podcast is going to be a bit weird on my end. Now, I could have, this is not like something that's a big deal to the point where I have to mention it, but I'm Mr. Trent, full transparency, and just in case people are wondering or want to know what's up, I like to let people know about these things, or at least some of the ins and outs of what's going on within the podcast. So timestamps wise, as far as, again, this is mainly for audio listeners because you all get timestamps. Video listeners, you get three separate videos a week, so you don't need a timestamp. But as far as the timestamps, I'm going to continue to have troubles with creating timestamps for these topics simply because how I am now uploading these videos is somewhat different than what I was doing in the past. And that's all because of Spotify changing things up and making things much more difficult to even edit and upload multiple topics, which I think is just absolutely weird. The changes they've made, and I've mentioned this in other episodes before, but to put it frankly, I don't like the changes they're making. I don't like it at all. I'm going to wait until, because I believe they're making changes now, but I feel like I believe all of the changes like are going to be finalized like sometime in June or so. So I was going to wait till then, actually, after every single change that they made was completed, I was going to wait to actually share my full thoughts on it. But no, to keep it a buck with y'all, and I don't care if Spotify is the one that allows me to host these podcasts. They're the ones who allow me to get ad revenue, this, then the third. It's one, there's other platforms I can go to if I really wanted that, to do that. That's number one. Number two, simply because they are allowing me to host and I'm grateful for that, doesn't mean that I have to just kiss they by behind. You know what I'm saying? The when I feel as though they're doing something that's just ridiculous, I'm going to call them out. And that's for anything. That's the point of this whole podcast. That's the point of me, my entire existence. But no, that's the point of this podcast is for me to share my earnest thoughts about things. So I say that just to say that timestamps is going to be difficult. Adding music is going to be somewhat difficult because, again, the way that they make editing is crazy. I will still have ads, as you may have heard with last week's episode. But with breaks, you're just probably going to hear a pause and then it'll get into the next topic. From what I heard last week, most of the ads were played at the beginning of the episode, anyways. So I think that's how they are going to, because I don't personally place the ads unless it's the, and I can't even put this ad in there anymore because that was part of the editing that I was doing before they made their change. But the only ad that I personally can have control over was the ad for the My Two Cents podcast. And it's because it's an ad that I created. The other ads, I did not create those other ads. When you hear ads from Home Depot or State Farm or whatever ad you hear on the podcast, obviously these are not my companies. They're not reaching out to me to do an ad for them. And also, I'm not the one. I just make it so, as far as these episodes go, I just make it so that they can place their ads on the podcast. Where they place them, I don't have a choice at the moment simply because of Spotify's ridiculous way of having podcasters go about uploading on their platform. But when I finally resolve these situations, trust and believe that the show will be back to the way that I would want it to be, where there's music in the background for certain topics. There's going to be mid-rolls and the outro and all that stuff. All that stuff is going to be there once I figure out how I can get all of that back in place. But I just wanted to say that for the audio listeners out there, because it's just, and maybe it's just me being a perfectionist, and me being the Virgo perfectionist that I can be, and setting the standard, but a high standard for myself, and getting upset, at myself, whatever. I'm not upset at myself. I'm still grateful that I'm still even able to not only still be able to monetize these episodes, but still able to even upload them in the first place. But just the way they break things down, they being Spotify, is weird, and I don't like the changes at all, to be honest with you. But again, if you want my full and depth thoughts on why, on what these changes are and why I don't like them, just listen to that episode I do in June, when all these changes are actually finalized, or at least that's what they said, that the changes were pretty much going to go into full effect in, during that time, even though they started on them. They've been starting on them since last month. Allow people, if you're gonna get, and this is the last thing I'm gonna say before I get into the actual topic, but if you're gonna tell people, hey, y'all have till June something to get y'all ish together, actually give us that amount of time. Don't start making changes last month. You know what I'm saying? Like, last month wasn't June. Last month was March. Why are you telling people? Because these emails were sent at like the beginning of the year ish, so around like February ish, I'm gonna say so. Why are you telling people in February, hey, in June, we're going to make these changes, and then start making changes in March? Yeah, anyways, we're not here to talk fully about that right now, but we're going to talk about this headline that I saw. I wish that I, you're going to see the title, because the title was going to be actually a variation of one of the headlines that I saw last. Not last week, but a couple weeks ago. And I thought it would be interesting to talk about it here. Since I talked about the whole situation in Haiti, by the way, shout out to, I'm gonna call him PG because I don't know how to say his name. But shout out to PG. If you are watching this, and you're at, or listen to this, watching this, whatever, and you're an avid supporter of the podcast as well, I appreciate that. But he shared an article for me, which will I will actually leave that article in the description box below about what's going on in Haiti and all this stuff, because I posted, as I stated in the video, I posted about it all over the social media platforms. And well, not all over, but on various social media platforms that I have about, can anybody please educate me on what's going on with Haiti? Because I'm going to talk about this on my podcast, and I want to make sure that I am well informed. Now, nobody reached out that week when I asked that question. He sent me this. I don't know if he ended up seeing it a week later, or I don't know what was the case, why, the delay and whatever. It may have just been the case where he saw it a week later. That's another thing I'm going to talk about on social media. I really think I've been shadow banned on every social media platform ever. And people going to say, who the hell are you think you are to be somebody to think that these platforms are really actually gunning for you like that? I'm going to talk about that in the future as well. So stay tuned if you want to hear, listen to that podcast episode, or at least that topic. But yeah, I think that the reason, one of the reasons why, again, he may have been somebody who responded a week later, it may have been a number of reasons. It could be I was, because I was shadow banned. You know what I'm saying? It also could be he wasn't online. He wasn't online the week that I asked. And by the way, I got the window open, so if you hear the laughters or the guest, the guest speakers out there, guest laughters out there, guest voices, hey, shout out to them. We all need some laughter in the world. But yeah, window open. You're gonna hear outside voices, outside noise. It is what it is. But he could have been, it could have been a situation where he did not see the post when I initially asked for it. But he did respond a week later, and I figured, you know what? Let me go. I didn't get the chance, honestly, I didn't get the chance. I've been running around a lot doing things and all this other stuff. I didn't get the chance to read anything that was in the article, but may some of the things that I won't be surprised, honestly, when I actually do sit down and read it. If I see a couple of the points being made in the article that I made in that video, or in that topic, when I talked about Haiti. Within that topic, I'm not going to display everything that I said because you can go and listen to that yourself. But within that, I did say that, and those voices out there are getting kind of loud. I usually like when people laugh and stuff, cool, but y'all, I don't know if y'all can hear, but I can hear, and they messing up my groove, but we're gonna continue. All right. Yeah, I ain't saying nothing that funny yet. But anyways, yeah. So as I was stating before, within that topic, I even said that the Haitian people don't want American intervention. They don't want outside intervention when dealing with what is going on in Haiti right now. And I said that as tough as that might seem to come to grips to when you see what's going on out there, I feel as though we should respect their wishes. If they're saying we don't want outside intervention, we want to handle this situation ourselves. It's like with any situation where somebody is in a dire need, you may want to help that individual, but help only is one of those things that happens when the individual wants it. When the individual is open to it, you can't force help on people because, as the people over in Haiti were saying, when people came into the country trying to help out, it made things worse, or they just developed a lack of trust of the individuals coming in because you got a lot of people coming in claiming that they wanted to help and they had ulterior motives. Well, people all over the world react that way, whether you're in Haiti, whether you're in America, Canada, wherever. Help is one of those situations where when people are asked, I think help is a funny thing because when people, this ha doesn't happen to everybody. Some people are very blessed to have folks in their life to, when they reach out and they help, when they reach out for help, they get the help. But help is one of those weird things that you got people out there who will reach out and ask for help and not get anything. And but then there will be those people who say I don't want help, or they or don't reach out, or simply just say I don't want help. And now everybody wants to come in and try to help and do something. When you're totally ignoring everyone that's like, no, we would like, if you want to help out so much, help me. I want some help. You don't want to help them. But that's just weird about it. But I saw this article, right? And I should have saved it and everything, right? I don't have it in the description box below. I tried typing it up and looking for it. And I'm probably going to try again after after I'm done recording all this and all that stuff. And if you see it in the description box below, then ta-da, I found it. But I saw this article and it was pretty much like, yeah, you know what? We should not all go in and intervene with that, with, what's going on in Haiti, right? We should leave them alone. We should leave them to figure out their own issue. It was something to that magnitude. Like I said, the title that I will have this segment to be is very close to the title. It's not the exact word for word, but it's very close to the title of the article, that I saw. You know what I'm saying? So it was something to that magnitude of we should not intervene with what's going on in Haiti right now. And I thought it was a funny approach. I thought it was a funny approach. Now, I kind of mentioned this the last time I talked about what was going on in Haiti, but I thought it was a funny approach because to me, these same people, and I don't know the who wrote the article. Like I said, I didn't even go in and read. But I have a I'm gonna assume, and if I'm looking like ass right now, so be it. But I'm going to assume the individual who wrote that article does not feel like America should not intervene in Gaza, Israel, or should not intervene in Ukraine, forgot that damn country's name, Ukraine and Russia, right? And when I say Gaza, Israel, I meant like Palestine and all that stuff. But it's funny how the black country, yes, we going there. I don't give a damn. The black country gets, well, you know what? We should not intervene. It is none of our business what's going on over there. But the non-black countries, you feel as though America has to be the white savior to Ukraine, Israel. You don't believe that we should mind our own damn business when it comes to these places, right? We shall not intervene, even though when America again intervenes in these places, not because of the goodness out of the good old American heart. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And these writers know this, these publications, these people, these individuals who talk about these things, who try to get people who are gullible enough to buy them and listen to them as their thought leaders, right? These people know that for a fact, that America is not intervening because of the goodwill of the good American heart. No, it ain't because of that. You know what I'm saying? They know that, but they're not going to say that. But I just thought it was like really eye-catching, where it's like, hold on. Now, I'm not saying that I disagree with the title. That's the funny thing. I agree with the title, but I also have been on here and said that we should stay out of Ukraine and Russia's business. We should stay out of this whole Israel and Palestine and, you know, the whole Gaza Strip thing. We should stay out of that as well, because again, that is none of our damn business. Other affairs that does not involve America directly, we should stay out of their damn business. That's a stance that I take with everything as far as foreign affairs. If we're not in it directly, we should stay out of it. I don't go pick and choose because of the skin color. I don't go pick and choosing because of a political party said that you got to back this, so put your Ukrainian flag on your profile picture, even though you're not Ukrainian. You got to back this, so go ahead and back, you know, these folks. And if you don't back the Israelites, then you're anti-Jewish, right? You're anti-Semitic. Or they're Israelis, or whatever they call themselves, right? You're anti-Semitic if you don't back them. I don't go base off of that. I keep the same energy, but a lot of y'all, I just thought it was funny. And that's really what this topic is. It was just me, you know, pointing that out. It's not gonna be much else of anything other than pointing out that what is the difference? What is the difference between why you believe, and I'm asking people who actually believe this. Why do you believe we should stay out of the affairs of Haiti, even though I agree with you? But why is it that Haiti doesn't get the support that Ukraine got? The numerous of money that Ukraine is still getting, by the way. Why do you not think America should be giving money to Haiti? Well, it's because it should be for Americans. Well, Ukrainians aren't Americans. The weapons we supply to. Like, come on now. These places aren't American. So again, if you're, well, they're not American, well, why are you on board with supporting Ukrainians and other non-Americans, huh? That would be my question to y'all. And I would really love an answer. An answer that happens within, you know, a couple of days of you actually listening to this podcast or watching this video on YouTube, not a week later, but you know, even if it is a week later, it happens. You know, some people get things, and like I said, I'm shadow banned everywhere I go. So, yeah, and I'm still sticking by that. But, anyways, I just wanted to bring that up. I saw that title and I thought that was just funny, because I'm like, hold on, where was this stance when it came to Ukraine? Where I again, I don't know this writer, I don't know who wrote it, don't know the publication that it was on. I saw the title. And I didn't take note of anything else of that nature as I should have. But at the end of the day, if I end up finding it, I will look into all of that. But also, I highly doubt they take that same stance with Ukraine. I'm assuming. I could be wrong, but I'm assuming they didn't take that stance with Ukraine. They didn't take that stance with Israel. They didn't take that stance with any other country that we are, going in because we're just trying to keep the peace. A lot of these countries don't got black folks in them. So, yeah, we're gonna get into some more. So stay tuned, whether a commercial plays or not, stay tuned. All right, so we are back, and I wanted to talk about, I had to talk about this. I had to share my thoughts about OJ Simpson, the news about his death, primarily talking about the reception of that, you see on social media about his death and the stories people are sharing about the responses of the individuals that are in their life about what's going on with OJ. You know what? I'll say it just for the sake of saying it, and because there's much worse people that don't deserve a RIP when they die than OJ. I told myself I wasn't going to say rest in peace, OJ. I even covered it in a TikTok video, which I'll try to upload on the YouTube if I remember. I forget to upload my Not, I'm not going to upload every TikTok video that I make, but there are certain videos that I do want to have both on TikTok and YouTube. So I forget to do that. But I said in that video that I wasn't going to say RIP to OJ. I take that back. I am going to say rest in peace to OJ for the simple fact that number one, like I was just saying in moments ago, are far worse people that I didn't say RIP to that got a RIP from other people. In fact, there are people that I'm going to mention that I mentioned in the TikTok video that I'm going to mention in this segment as well that got a bunch of RIPs. So I'm going to start off by saying here, rest in peace to OJ Simpson. If you got a problem with what I just said, that's your problem. And you have the ability to not listen. You have the not listen. I bit my tongue. I think, yeah, but no, you have the ability to not listen. Why am I biting my tongue when I'm saying the word listen? Ow. Not listen. Had to move my tongue out the way. Unsubscribe, do whatever you have to do to protect your peace. If that's the worst thing I've ever said on this podcast, was rest in peace to OJ Simpson. I'm flattered in a way because I feel as though I've said some more worse things than that. Just like there are far worse people than OJ Simpson who ended up dying, and there are far worse people who are still alive right now than OJ Simpson. So that's number one. Number two, I think. One of the good things about social media is a few good things about social media is you actually get to see people's personality. Not everybody, because a lot of people like to hide behind a facade on social media. But I think for certain people, especially celebrities, especially if you're someone who grew up before the internet era, like myself. When these celebrities were just, you just only got to know them through the lens of what they're reporting on what the TV said. Whereas with social media, you actually got to see firsthand for yourself. Firsthand meaning you got to see how that person is, not like firsthand in person, even though that's a possibility for the Old Tower in OJ's life. But you actually got to see how these people got down and how they behaved and their mannerisms and their personality in general. Whereas you didn't have to be told. It's like, and this is a bad analogy, but it's like when the Bible was only the only people who had access to the Bible were the preachers. And everything that they said was in the Bible, or they claimed was in the Bible, people believed. simply because it's like, well, you're the person of God, you're the one with this book, and we believe everything that you say. And then people got access to the Bible, were able to read the Bible. Not just preachers, pastors, and all that, but just normal everyday people, even non-Christians, have access to the Bible and ended up getting access to the Bible. And then they were able to see what was true and what was a lie, what was being fabricated and what was being totally blown out of proportion. Social media, in that regard, I'm not liking the Bible to social media. Again, like I said, terrible analogy, but hear me out. Social media, how it compares to that is you get to see these individuals, whether they're celebrity or not, but you get to see people who, for who they are. Even those who are putting on a facade, in a way, they are still telling you that who they are as an individual. If you're someone that feels the need to put on a facade online, that says more about you than the actual facade that you're putting on. You know what I'm saying? So even in a situation like that, I look at an individual and I say, yeah, I know about you. Like, I don't know you, but I know enough about you to make an opinion because of how you are online, you know? Again, it's not super in depth, like I know you, but I know enough to make an opinion about you. So, with all that being said, as I saw OJ over the years, and this is on X, and I followed him. I followed OJ. I thought that his sports analysis was very, very insightful. I thought he was a very charismatic guy. Despite, the controversy and all this other stuff, we'll get into all of that and the perception, but all that aside, I thought he was a very charismatic guy. I remember telling my brother, who's a big football fan. I'm not the football guy, but I was telling him that OJ makes me at least want to look into, when he talks about football and he's bringing up stats or certain plays or certain whatever, like the knowledge. It's like he makes me want to then look into highlights of what that game or that play, simply because I thought his take on it was that insightful that he made me want to go and look at, what he was talking about. So I can say, oh, okay, I learned something here from OJ. This is what he meant. This is what he's talking about. All that other stuff, like all the intricacies, the ins and outs. Sports is not just a situation that is, for some people, it's just entertainment. But for some folks, it's actually a science. It's math. It's science. It's schemes. It's all this other stuff. It can be very educational. Outside of teaching people to work together as a team, it can be very educational and some nerdy type stuff, like, let's keep it a buck, science, math, scheming and plotting and being like real. That's nerd stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that as an insult. I like nerd stuff. You know what I'm saying? But when you look at it, the game, any sport to that nature, it's intriguing to me. And OJ did that with football. And I'm like, and because of that, whenever I saw a video, I didn't go and try to make, jokes like everybody did about getting away with murder or, this guy made a killing today or whatever. I went there because I really wanted to hear what he had to say. It's like I've gotten this compliment before on this podcast or just in general, where people are like, they might not be into the things that I talk about, but they like my insight. Like, they really enjoyed the things that I have to say, or I've introduced them to certain topics. Just last week, I don't know how to turn into, I don't know. I don't care, as long as they're watching the videos. But just last week, somebody was like, hey, man, I saw your TikToks. And, pretty much I'm summarizing what they said, but they were like, I have no idea about the topics you talk about there, but I really do like the points you make. I really like how insightful you are about them and all this other stuff. So I've gotten that compliment many times before, and that's how I feel about OJ. So seeing that other people see that in me, I'm flattered by that. And people are gonna be like, you're flattered you have something in common with OJ. Yes. You know what I'm saying? But like, in all seriousness, that's what I saw in him. And not even just that, when he talked about politics a bit, or just other topics in general, he was real insightful. You know, I thought that, now I do care about politics and other things. It was just the football talk. Like I said, the football talk, although I'm not a football fan, that's the stuff that I paid more attention to him for, because I liked his insight on. But as I just said, people come to me all the time saying, I don't care about the topics you talk about, but I do like your insight. That's me with football and OJ. I'm not necessarily the biggest football fan at all, but hearing him talk about it was very, you know, and I pay attention to other sports podcasts. I love sports in general. Football just happens to not be one of my favorite sports, but nonetheless, I do like hearing people speak about sports in general. But OJ was one of the top sports analysts. I'm going to say yes, he was a sports analyst. He was one of the top sports analysts in a short time that he was analyzing sports, because he only started doing it when he joined Twitter, you know, or at least he only started doing it, you know, consistently, or at least out in public when he joined Twitter, you know. And he only been on for about a few years, you know. He it wasn't like he joined instantly when Twitter became a thing, like I did 15 years ago, you know, or so. But nonetheless, that is why, you know, I've convinced myself to say, you know what, I will say rest in peace to OJ Simpson. Now, there are other things about him that I totally dislike, or totally just was, you know, turned off about. You know, the whole aspect of him feeling like he was separate from the black community, you know, at one point, simply because of the celebrity that he was before he got locked up, of course. But he did the thing where many black celebrities do, where they feel as though that w they make it out the hood, they make all this money, and they just outgrow race. And I'm here to tell you, even in your death, OJ, you never escaped the blackness. This is no dig to you, but bro, if that is something that you're thinking that you ever did in your life, I'm telling you right now, here on the physical realm, white folks still hate your black ass. You know? And hence why the title is what it is. OJ's death proved that we as a society would never get past race relations. Because, and yes, I'm going there again with this topic, I feel as though the big reason as to why a lot of folks, black and non-black as well, don't want to respect the dead, as the saying goes, when it comes to OJ Simpson, is because he's black. Like, duh. People can say, oh, he murdered two people. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I kept calling her RJB in the TikTok video. I ain't gonna take that down. I made some great points in that video. But RGB, all right? Red, blue, green, or red, black, green, whatever her colors are, right? But no, RGB or RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? I call her Bader Gator. But she, under her, like, she hasn't physically, or at least to our knowledge, she hasn't physically, allegedly killed anybody. But her and her political reign allowed for thousands upon thousands, maybe even millions, but thousands upon thousands of people to die. both in the states and out of the states as well, due to America's interference. That same interference, y'all saying that we should not do in Haiti, but you're okay with other countries. Let's talk about your man, John McCain. John McCain, now granted, he was a war veteran. In war, you have to kill. I'm not going to ever, and anybody and all my veteran friends, they know this. I would never make any of them feel less than or feel like a terrible person because they had to do things while they were in war, while they were serving the country. Never. I thought it was, I think it's whack. Absolutely disgusting. I won't say whack, even though it is whack, but it's absolutely disgusting when I see people bring up, you're a war criminal. You're a terrible person because you fought in this war and you did this thing and you're a terrible person. And yes, it's liberals who say this mess, just like it's liberals. It's both liberals and conservatives celebrating OJ's death, by the way. You know, there goes that bipartisanship. As I was saying, bipartisanship is not impossible. You just have to, be either a black person that both parties hate, or you have to be poor. If you're both, oof, the bipartisanship comes together. But if you're a black person that both parties hate, or if you're a poor person that the elites from the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're your poor, so of course they hate you. Oh, they coming together. Bipartisanship is very much real. It just doesn't work in a way that it should work. So, with that being said, a lot of the white liberals who are upset and or not upset, but celebrating the fact that OJ is dead are the same ones telling people to have some decorum. When folks celebrated John McCain's death, when folks celebrated Bader Gator's death, I don't care about her name, all right? When we celebrated their deaths, it was you need to have some decorum. I don't care if you don't have to like them, you don't have to like their politics, you don't have to like what they did in the past. Why aren't you taking that same stance when it comes to O.J. Simpson? It's because he's black. If this sounds very familiar to the points I made in a TikTok video, folks, it's because I still feel the same way. I'm just going more in depth here than I did there. See, I didn't bring up the fact. I just asked the question on TikTok. I didn't ask it and answer it as I'm doing here. It's because this black man, whether he wanted to identify as black or associate with his blackness, the simple fact of the matter is whether black folks, and I keep telling y'all black folks, it don't matter if you want to identify with it or associate with it or not, the larger society is still going to view you as black, especially when they want to demonize you. So you can either disassociate yourself, you can try to disassociate yourself with blackness or your blackness in general, all you want to. The moment that you get demonized for something, best believe it's coming down like a ton of bricks on you because of your black skin. And OJ is an example of that. Many others are an example of that as well. It makes absolutely no sense as to why OJ Simpson can't get the same decorum, the same at least respect the dead. Why that does not apply to him, but it applies to people who are war criminals. And when I say homeboy is a war criminal, I'm not saying because of what he did in war, even though it's heinous shit. I'm saying when he what he did as a politician, which makes him a war criminal. Same thing with Bader Gator. So you're saying these individuals, white individuals, no matter how I feel about their politics, no matter how I feel about their decisions as politicians, and many more, I have to then respect them. I should have decorum about their deaths. when the anniversary of their deaths come up, or if their birthdays come up, I should not make jokes about how they're dead and they deserve to be dead. But you're not going to do the same thing when OJ's death anniversary shows up, or when there's his birthday shows up. You're not going to do that. This is not an assumption, by the way. I know for a fact that you're not going to do that. And you're not going to do that because black man. It's weird. It's weird. It's a shame. Honestly, it's saying it's weird. No, it's a shame. It's a shame. I'm gonna use the same words y'all use against me and everybody else. You don't have to like the guy. Like I said moments earlier, I didn't like how he tried to separate himself from the black community. I think later on he tried to fix it and be like, "Hey guys, of course I know I'm a black man." Whether he meant that or not, or that was just cleanup for comments he made, over a decade ago, it is what it is. But that's a part of his history that I don't like. As far as allegations and all this other shit, honestly, it's unfortunate that two people are dead, two people who likely probably didn't deserve to be murdered are dead. But if he got away with it, that's between him and God. But what the court says is he wasn't guilty of it. And if we're playing the numbers game, because people usually at first when people only now people are bringing up both, the woman and the man that was murdered in the situation, right? Usually when people talked about this years ago, and especially when OJ first joined Twitter, they only brought up the woman's name. They didn't give a damn about the man, but now all of a sudden people want to name both of them, and the only reason why they're bringing up dude's name is because they want to add to the I guess the death count of OJ Simpson, right? It wasn't just one person, it wasn't just Nicole Brown, it was that other guy that I'm forgetting his name because nobody fucking mentions him but anytime ever. And if her name wasn't Nicole Brown and that name just came to mind, because I forget her name as well, to be honest with you. But now people are like, oh, he murdered two people, not just one. You didn't care about the dude until you wanted to make a point about how terrible OJ Simpson is that he murdered or allegedly murdered two people. Whereas, again, McCain, not only just war, but as a politician, has blood on his hands. Beto Gator has blood on her hands. No, has she physically killed anybody? Not to our knowledge, again. So we're going to say no here. But the political choices she's made has caused death to not just Americans, but people abroad as well. In fact, she's cool with actual Ku Klux Klan members. Like your man JB, his mentor is one of the Grand Wizards of the KKK. Beto Gator was cool with KKK folks. But oh no, I'm not one of them. But I'm cool with one of them. By the way, shout out to, God is dope. God is dope, black owned brand. I just wanted to make sure I shout them out. I know I got my coat on because again, it's chilly because I got the window open, so that's why I got my coat on. But I don't want to always got to give a free shout out to a black owned brand. This is their I Can't Breathe shirt. Rest in peace to Eric Garner and all those others out there. But God is dope, black owned brand. My favorite actual black owned brand. I actually favor them more than my own brand. Yes, and I do got my own black owned brand. I've worn a ton of my stuff on this podcast and stuff. And also the merch that you see. I'll have the merch back up and running soon, but the merch that you've seen, and this is, I know, visual stuff, but you know, I'm gonna say it anyways for the video watchers out there after I get my yawn off. But yeah, merch soon. But anyways, I just want to give them that shout out. And back to the topic at hand. Bader Gator, cool with KKK folks. You know, the KKK killed a bunch of niggas. The KKK killed a bunch of folks. But I'm supposed to have decorum for someone who's buddy-buddy with the KKK. I'm supposed to have decorum with a politician who's okay with bombing children in the Middle East. That's the war crime I'm talking about with John McCain. Again, I will never fault anybody, even as heinous as it is. I will never fault anybody for doing what they did during a war. I'm not going to praise them for it. But like I said, I know too many people who fought within a war, past wars, or just, you know, the war in Iran. I've known too many people who fought in those wars and did things, and were, you know, gracious enough to share these stories with me, or at least share, you know, what happened, because they know I'm not going to judge them for what they did. And they also know that I'm not going to name them and be like, or just flat out call them a terrible person, whether I agree with their actions or not. I wasn't there. And in fact, if I was in their shoes, I would have likely done the same thing. That's another reason as to why I don't judge them. So again, when I call John McCain a war criminal, it's not because of, you know, I think he fought in the Vietnam War. I could be mistaken, but it's not because of what he was doing during his time at in the armed forces. It's what he was doing as a politician. Simple as that. That's the stuff that makes him a war criminal. You can say it was both. That's your definition, or that's what you want to. I won't say definition, but that's why you would want to call him a war criminal. But I personally would not call him a war criminal because of what he may have done when he was fighting. But I will call him a war criminal for what he did as a politician. Because it seems especially disgusting as someone you would think you went through the horrors of war. You were captured at one point that you would know, hey guys, this is not right. I was actually in the war. It's easy for you politicians to sit behind a damn desk and wage wars and direct people to do this, do that. You're not out there fighting. I was out there fighting. I was out there in the trenches, literally. This is not just some saying I'm saying. I was literally out there in the trenches. I know how horrible and heinous this thing can be. We shall not subject anybody to this type of horror. He had the ability to do that as someone who fought in the war, and he did not go against that at all. He allowed this shit to happen. He allowed terrible things to happen. That makes him a war criminal. But he still got y'all sympathy. Y'all meaning those who are trashing OJ, but gave John McCain sympathy. Mark Lamont Hill, yes, I'm talking about you, nigga. I'm talking about him and all the others as well. Same folks who gave Bader Gator sympathy as well. Bader Gator, the KKK sympathizer, sympathy. And meanwhile, you're celebrating because OJ died. A man who allegedly killed a white woman and a white man. And because he got away with killing two white people, your racism is coming out. Your anti-blackness is coming out. Your I want to impress white people so much is coming out to the point where you're willing to shit on this man. To just show white folks, hey, look, I don't support him. It's a lot of you folks doing that. Look at me. I don't like OJ. I'm not like the other blacks. I'm not gonna, and I'm not sitting here because y'all know me. Y'all know me. Y'all who subscribe and y'all who may be listening to this, watching this, and you know me personally. You know I am not the one to take up on anybody, defend anybody simply because they're black. I support people because they're black, but if only they're doing the right things, like making some dope ass clothing. Or just doing other right things as well. You're gonna get that extra support because you black. There's a lot of non-black people who make good clothing. You don't see me shouting them out. Not for free, at least. But no, you don't see me shouting them out for free. But on the contrary, I talked about Diddy last week. I talked about Diddy a couple months ago. Diddy black, he blacker than me. Skin tone wise, at least. You don't see me supporting him. So what OJ may have allegedly done, I don't support it. But if the courts say that nigga didn't do it, guess what? Y'all the first ones all the time. When somebody who you deem is worthy of your support gets away with murder, whether they literally get away with murder or, figuratively speaking, get away with murder. You want to say, well, the courts got it right, so we should then. But then when it's somebody who doesn't, you deem shouldn't get your support, a heterosexual black man, then let's demonize him, even though the court said whatever. So I see the play here. I see the play. And as a black man, I don't like it. I'm not going to do what Mark Lamont Hill and others are going to do. I don't have to agree with, OJ Simpson's past remarks on blackness. I don't have to agree with senselessly murdering people. My issue that I have here is what I call decorum game coming out in full force trying to tell me that I should have some type of put. They don't tell me to thumbs up the video like the video like Zoom is telling you, but no, they try to tell me that I should have some decorum, some class when it comes to individuals that I personally do not like. Dying because they like those individuals, or they claim, well, everyone should have some type of respect when they die. But they didn't take that same stance when it came to OJ Simpson. Decorum gang, where y'all at? I asked that on TikTok and I'm asking that here. Where y'all at it, decorum gang? I'm gonna leave that question right there for y'all. We're gonna get into the last topic. Stay tuned. All right, we are back with the last topic. Let's get right into it. So, is the podcast market oversaturated? As a podcaster, of 7 years, I definitely feel like I'm qualified to answer this question here. This is a question made by various or asked to various podcasters and a statement in general about the oversaturation of podcasts or the overabundance of podcasts made by podcasters or just folks in general for years now. I've been hearing this ever since I started podcasting. So this is not nothing new. My thoughts aren't necessarily new. But this is my first time actually saying this. I truly believe it's my first time saying these things because honestly, before I didn't feel like I was qualified to answer. Now, granted, I feel I could have answered this same exact question year 4 of doing the podcast, year 5, year 6, and here we are in year 7. Just I want to say just next month will make it my 7th year anniversary. by the way, of doing this podcast. I will have to look into that. And I know I don't do like anniversaries of the podcast, but 7 years strong, you know, and you know, I'm gonna keep going because I enjoy doing this thing. But is the market oversaturated? Well, to put it bluntly, or just to answer the question, I don't think it's. Well, yes, I do. I do think there's a lot of pat podcasts out there. But do I think that is necessarily a bad thing? No, I don't. Here's the difference. Now, oversaturation is a bad thing. Or people, when they think about oversaturating or oversaturation in general, it's typically a bad thing because it's like there's all too much going on. I do think that people get podcasts misconstrued because of the effery that you see within various podcasts. They are talking the subject matters that they talk about. But the one thing that really grinds my gears about, and yes, I said that, grind my gears, but the one thing that really grinds my gears about the misconception about podcasts is people will look into one specific type of podcast or podcasters and get to thinking that we all are like that. Like every single podcast is about the battle of the sexes or, you know, bogus relationship advice, right? They think every single podcast is like that, which is dumb, highly dumb of you to think that if you truly believe that every single podcast out there is just as man versus woman. If you think every podcast, that's literally every podcast out there, really? You can't be that dumb to think that, but there are people who move like that. There are people who've told me years ago, oh, you're just a you got a podcast. I'm tired of people talking about men versus women and relationship advice and then I'm sitting there thinking, I don't do any of that stuff on my podcast, and I got two. And none of those podcasts am I talking about what a woman's role is in a relationship and what a man's role is. None of that. Now, I've talked about these topics on this podcast, but I talk about various topics and the whole women versus or just relationships in general, right? And y'all know I don't do the versus stuff, but relationships in general. It's not even something I talk about a lot on this podcast. You don't have to be someone who's been subscribed to this podcast since 2017 to even know that. You could be someone who just been subscribed this year, or well, I won't say this year, but last year at least, for at least a year. Thumbs up, yes, like Zoom is telling you. But you don't have to be subscribed to this specific podcast, the Earnest Thoughts podcast, for a very long time to know that I don't do the whole relationship talk stuff. That's not what this podcast is all about. I will talk about it whenever I see fit, but it's not going to be every single week I'm talking about what a woman should do when and my woman should do this. No. Yeah, you got them stupid podcasters who do that. You know, and I say they're stupid because they none of them ever say anything of substance, whether it's be the men or the women. They'll always have that one guest or that one person that comes in from time to time that does speak some sense, and they use them to go viral to make it seem as though their show is actually about common sense and logic, when in actuality is just as dumb as all the other ones within their sphere, you know. But as far as the podcast game being or podcast world around being oversaturated, I can't disagree with people like Joe Budden, who is another podcaster who says that, you know, podcasting is oversaturated and all this other stuff. He has more so of a negative mindset about it rather than I do. Yes, are there are a lot of people who got podcasts who should not have podcasts, or I feel as though are just their quality is not, you know, something that I would pay attention to. Yeah, there's a lot of podcasters like that. Hence why I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. You know, it's really that simple. It's really the people that you think create the quality, whether it's podcasting, whether it's YouTube videos, whether it's the quality of music, whether it's the quality of, you know, some clothing, whether it's the quality of whatever the case they create. If you don't think the quality is good, simply just don't consume it. But to say, to try to put down other creators and say, everyone is doing this and everyone is doing that, I think that's whack. I've talked about that before, a long time ago, actually. Because I hate it. I hate the comment where people are like, everyone is doing X, Y, and Z. My thing has been this. It don't matter how many other podcasters there are out there. None of them will ever make me feel inadequate at what I do. I don't care if they got a professional setup. I don't care if they've been doing it less than I have, but they got way more subscribers and listeners and per episode. They make way more money than me. I don't care if they've been doing it longer than me, and because of that, they've probably been more popular and stuff and all this. Nothing any other podcaster can say or do that will make me feel inadequate as a podcaster. Why? Because I know what I bring to this game. I know what I bring to the table. I know the quality of my work. And I love doing this. This is something that I enjoy doing, whether I ended up now, of course, I do it because I want views and stuff. I want people to pay attention to these episodes, but if I get 20 something views, if I get 200, 2,000, 200,000, the higher numbers, yeah, it's great. I would love all of that. But I want to be a creator and all the things I'd create. But we're talking about the podcast here. I want to be a podcast creator that still ends up loving doing this, whether it's 20 people watching or 20,000. You know, we're somewhere in between. And my whole thing with Joe's comments, he's someone that I feel as though that, you know, there are times where I do agree with him. I've said this in the past about Joe in general, but there are times where I do agree with him and there are times I don't. He mentioned why he feels as though the podcast market is oversaturated. He also mentioned, and this was on his own podcast himself, that how he doesn't give advice to podcasters anymore. He stopped giving advice, I believe he said the year 2018, about podcasting. Now that's his choice. That's his choice. That's I'm not going to scold him for that. I don't mind giving podcasting advice. In fact, people have come to me about it. The thing is, they're cheap. They don't want to support me. I remember the one time, and I still have these courses, by the way. It's just nobody subscribed to them. I still have the whole curriculum of what I call the anti-disaster, my podcast anti-disaster class. You know, it's not a master class, but it's an anti-disaster class when it comes to podcasting. Creating an entire curriculum about it. It's just hidden behind a paywall of a Patreon. If you want those courses, let me know. Pay for the Patreon, and you have every single course, every single video, every bit of advice that I'm giving you that you want about podcasting. And there's also a tier if you want one-on-one coaching, like on specific things. Now, there are certain things that I'm gonna honestly be like, I don't know. I've made it clear on this podcast many times before. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm not a numbers guy, meaning that one, I don't look into the numbers so much so. Only look into how much money I'm making. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I look in. That's the number that I pay attention to the most. But as far as number of views, subscribers, I'm always shocked. The other day for the My Two Cents podcast, I was shocked. In a good way, of course, but I was shocked at the number of ratings that I got for that podcast that I did not know about. I was aware of a few, of course, but this was on the Good Pods platform. And shout out to everyone who listens to this podcast on Good Pods or the My Two Cents podcast on Good Pods, if you listen to both. But this was on the Good Pods platform. I was made aware of how many people actually loved that podcast. And these were like older comments, by the way. These are like older. I was going through all of them, the most recent one to all of them, because I was so shocked. Like, hold on, what? And I'm grateful, but I'm telling you, I'm not a numbers guy. So when people rate, or when the numbers go up and the numbers fluctuate, or whatever the case is, I don't know about it until I get the rat results. I've been saying this on this podcast. Like, I don't like, guys, this is my first time even knowing about who listened to me on a birthday. Guys, this is my first time even knowing that my podcast grew this amount this year. Like, guys, this is my first time, like, whatever the stat is, this is my first time even hearing about this, because I'm not a numbers guy. I feel as though personally doing that, this is me personally, and this I say this in my class as well. One of the lessons that I teach, but I'm going to just say here to give y'all a little teaser. But I feel as though people who pay more attention to the numbers than the quality, then you should not be a podcaster. You should be an accountant, or you should be someone who deserve who is about the who works with numbers, right? You can work with a podcaster on these things, but if you're caring more about what the numbers say than the quality of what you're putting out, be a numbers person behind the scenes of a podcast. Not be a podcaster, but working like an accountant or anybody else who works with numbers. Because it's not going to go well unless you're going to make up unless you're an accountant making a podcast about accountants or about numbers in general. And for the folks out there who think every podcast is just gender wars, there's niche podcasts like accounting podcasts too. I don't subscribe to them because that ain't my thing, but I know they're out there. But to go back to what I was saying before, I'm not gonna take on this mantle of I'm never gonna tell you, I'm not gonna give advice on podcasting. You know, because I feel like Joe has his reasons for why he don't want to say anything, and I don't want to assume that all of his reasons are malicious, but I feel like Joe and just others as well always come with a lot of things, not just with this idea of podcasting, but they come at it from an angle of pessimism. And a lot of pessimistic thoughts doesn't come from, oh, because I think everything is bad. A lot of pessimistic thoughts, whether it be about, again, podcasting or not, comes from the aspect of you don't want people to know something that you know because you want to gatekeep, because you're afraid that they're going to be more competition, or that's going to take away attention from what you got going on. Again, I'm not saying this is what Joe is doing, but I would not be surprised, honestly, if that is what Joe is doing by withholding information about podcasts when people come to him about it. Now, again, as I stated before, he has every right to decide whether he wants to share that information or not. Just like me, I said, I don't mind sharing it, but you're going to have to pay for it. Because the very people that was telling me, that was asking me these questions, one of those individuals said, you need to monetize it. And then I did monetize these lessons. And then now all of a sudden, they didn't want to pay for it. Even though they were the ones who gave me the idea. I guess they wanted it for free because they gave me the idea to monetize it. Although I had that idea before they said it, but then I was like, no, I'm going to do it for free because I'm so desperate for people to like me. And yes, that's what I was thinking back in the day. And then they were like, no, monetize it. You know what you're doing. You're great at this. You need to teach people and you need to get paid to do so. And I said, you know what? You're right. Thanks for that encouragement. I put it behind a paywall. No one has signed up for the classes. That does not mean that I'm going to withhold the information. It just simply means that I'm going to keep it behind the paywall. If you truly want the information, just like how I said about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and a couple weeks ago, and the other times I spoke about it. If you truly want this information, you will go out and seek it yourself, whether you're paying for these lessons or whether you're seeking free alternatives to, people's paid courses. You will go out and you will seek the information. How you go about getting it, whether for free or not, is up totally up to you. And that's why I don't force the courses in people's faces. I brought up the podcast courses now because it's relative to this conversation. But when people in general, no one has came to me because people know I have these courses. The same people that was asking me advice know I have these courses and they don't want to pay for it, but they want free advice. But they know now not to keep asking me because they know I'm simply just going to keep sharing the link to the Patreon. They know that I'm going to keep telling them, hey, I got these classes. And if you want to know more, hey, I actually did a teach classes on this very topic. This very question you asked me, I taught a course on it. I got a video on it. If you subscribe to the Patreon, you have total access 24, like these videos don't go away. They're on there. Like you purchase them, they're yours. You can download them. Hopefully, you're not sharing them just with people and stuff, but if that is your decision, you do that. But you have access. If you were to pay for the Patreon, you would have access for them. So if it's late at night, and you decide you want to get your education on, you go and you want to learn about podcasts, you can go and watch these videos. They're not like they're there for your consumption whenever you want them. But they're not going to be for free. So I just wanted to get that out the way and all that other stuff. But as far as the topic at hand, I know I'm going all over the place with this one, but as far as the topic at hand, I do think the market is oversaturated, but that is a good and bad thing. With everything that is oversaturated, I'm never going to tell people not to try things. I'm never going to tell people not to do things that they feel passionate about. I feel as though once people started to understand that they too can start podcasting, folks wanted, I know a lot of people in my life. Family members, non-family members, acquaintances, a lot of people who started podcasting because they saw me do it. I was supposed to be a part of their shows, by the way, but it is what it is. I don't stop what I got going on over here. And best of luck of whatever they're doing, if they are doing whatever they're doing. But I've inspired a lot of people. And when I say a lot, probably like four or five. But you know me, if you me, that's a lot of people to inspire to do something, especially something like podcasts. Now, whether they stuck around with it or not, again, I can't say all of them did, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is they saw me doing it and they thought, okay, I can do that too, or I like what he's doing, let me do it too as well. And that's not even just with podcasting. I noticed that as me being an author, me being a writer in general. There are people who've had interest in writing and didn't start doing it until they saw me do it. Whether it's just be writing like blog writing or writing novels, books, and things of that nature. There were people who, and I've said this on the podcast before, I've talked about it before, where people who've reached out to me and said, you inspired me to do this. Or I saw you do this and it gave me the courage to do this other thing. And like I know someone who does photography. And when he saw me doing my I don't do photography at all. Absolutely not. I got this bummy ass Android phone that takes terrible pictures. Well, they're not terrible, but they're not as to the quality that I want. But nonetheless, he saw me do my thing with writing and was like, if he can go out and do his thing and be brave and put himself out there, I can do the thing that I'm most passionate about, and that is photography. I know someone else who feels that way about drawing, right? He's into making like comic book animations or just animations in general, right? Again, this is someone that I've known almost, I won't say all my life, but we grew up together. Had no idea the man was into drawing or anything of that nature. But he saw me do my thing and put myself out there. And he was like, I can do that same thing too, as far as putting himself out there and doing his thing. And I think that's the wonderful thing about podcasting, whether you are a podcaster because this is something you just wanted to do, or you were inspired. I hope everyone is doing it because they want to do it, but you were inspired to do it because you saw someone that you know did it. It doesn't have to be me. I'm grateful that if it is me, but it doesn't have to be me. You just saw someone in general do it. Nonetheless, though, you're never going to hear me say things like, yes, will I say it's oversaturated? Yeah, because it's a lot of crap out there. Same thing with their writing. You know, the book, you know, books, screenplays, creative writing field in general. There's a lot of crap out there. But will I ever tell someone not to do it? No. You hear me all the time. When I'm not even when I don't talk to authors on a podcast, people who are like, hey, I know you write, and I was thinking about writing a book about this, I tell them to do it. Whether you're an author or not, do it. Whether you have plans to continue to write books or not, do it. I think everybody has a story to tell, and stories are great to read. So write your story. You ain't never gonna hear me tell somebody, don't be a writer because I'm a writer and I'm afraid that their book is going to outsell my books, or I'm afraid that, you know, it's just another name in the large pool of authors out there, especially independent authors like myself. And it's going to make it harder for me because I want more people to know who I am. If there's another name in this field, that means it's going to be more names for people to look out for. You should be confident in your quality. And that's the big reason as to why you don't hear me say topics. You don't hear me say things like, oh, this market is oversaturated and it's bad. I say it's oversaturated because there are people out there who believe that they can do anything that they see someone else do, that they too can, just because they see podcasters doing BS gender wars, and they're like, oh, I argue about this same stupid ass topic too. That means I can be a podcaster. Or there's writers out there who write just goofy stuff, right? Like that article I read last week, written on CNN, right? One goofy ass topic, right? Oh, well, not a goofy topic, but goofy writing, right? There are other writers who see someone just as goofy as that person last week and say, hey, I'm a goofy goofball head ass. I get to write too. You know, I can be a writer too. You know, and then they get to write and they sounding real goofy and dumb. You know? And now we talking goofy in a bad way, not goofy in a good way, like Goofy, the character, and just folks who are just naturally lovable goofy. I like goofy folks. I love goofy folks, actually. Like goofy good folks. Not goofy in a dumb, like you think you're smarter than you really are type of way. That's what I mean by goofy. You know what I'm saying? But in all the fields that I do, heck, even graphic artists, I'm a self-taught graphic artist. I didn't go to school for it. I taught myself how to do all of that. I'm pretty sure there are graphic artists that are like, the graphic arts market is so oversaturated. Everyone thinks they're a graphic artist. I don't pin that to one of my titles, simply because now I will do it for money. If people want me to create things for them, I do charge. I don't charge as much as someone who does it, I guess, professionally or went to school for it, but that low charge is because of that. I don't have the professional credentials to back up my graphic arts experience, but I only have the years to back that up. Years meaning I've been doing it since 2009. 9 of 10. Told y'all I'm not a numbers guy. I don't be keeping up with how long I've been doing things. But yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. But none of that stuff was done in school. And in fact, I never even took a graphic arts course in school, period. All the courses I've ever taken in school, were as far as fields that I'm in. Psychology, which I'm not in the psychology field anymore, but psychology types courses, sociology type courses, writing courses because of what I do. I actually did take a photography course once, and I did well in that. It's just not something that I want to do, you know? That's why I know what a good photo looks like. Yeah. For an Android user. But aside from all of that, I've never taken a graphic arts course ever, ever. Or at least not in an institution or school. Like I said, everything I've learned, it's self-taught. In regards to that field. But I only mention that just to say that all the skills that I have, whether it's writing, podcasting, graphic arts, cooking even within nutrition and stuff, nutrition is in sports science and all that other stuff are stuff that I'm very passionate and knowledgeable about. I'm not going to be the moron to scream, it's oversaturated and it's bad because I know my quality of work. I know my knowledge. I'm confident in my ability to attract customers if that is the goal, or to attract people to what I do in general. And at the end of the day, it really boils down to how confident are you as a podcaster? Yes, you can acknowledge that, like I did, that this is an avenue that is very oversaturated with people who talk about bogus relationship advice, battle of the sexes, gender wars, which is pretty much the same thing I just said, or just other topics that some people think are very trivial. Some people, that's all they pay attention to. But the beauty of all this oversaturation is, like I was stating before, there's something for everyone. If you are into numbers, accounting, all that nerdy stuff over there, there's podcasts for that. If you're into sports, as I mentioned before, there are podcasts for that. I can point you to those podcasts because I listen to sports podcasts. So I can point you to them if you want that. There are podcasts like this one where it's a variety of topics, politics, pop culture, and life, as the bio for this podcast states. If that is something you're into, there's a podcast for that. There are other music podcasts, such as the My Two Cents podcast, hosted by yours truly, but other music podcasts, music-related podcasts as well. So this oversaturation just means that there's going to be more of a variety of podcasts. Only the dum-dums, the re-rees, the idiots believe that podcasts are all just one topic. You know? Only the morons think that. And at that point in time, I don't want you as a viewer, because you're going to listen to this podcast and you're not going to understand it, not because I'm saying anything complicated, but because you're a freaking moron. And that's all you want to hear about is a man should be paying all the bills and bad, 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 and a woman should be doing bad, bad. That's all you want to care about. That's all you want to care about. Cool. But don't peg every podcaster as that. You're freaking Riri. That's number one. All right. Number two. You're not afraid about the numerous of other podcasts or podcasters out there when you're confident in your game. You know? Now people can look at me and be like, you're not Joe Budden, you're not Joe Rogan, you're not even Joe Swanson from Family Guy. Who do you think you are? Well, I don't have to be a Joe Swanson. I don't have to be a Joe Budden. I don't have to be a Joe Biden. Thank God I'm not. You know, and I don't have to be a Joe anybody. I don't have to be Joe Schmo. I'm me. And I'm pretty damn fine with me being me and doing this podcast for as long as I've been doing. getting, you know, the reception that I've been getting. You know? That's just what it is. I know it's hard for people to fathom, a lot of people to fathom, that there are people out there who truly just create for the love of creating. I know it's hard for other people to fathom that there are people out there, whether they're creators or not, who simply don't give a F about what other people think, about what other people are doing with their life, even if it's in the same field. There are, it's, I know it's hard to fathom that, but simply because it's hard to fathom that doesn't mean I'm gonna coddle you and tell you that it's not that, you know, people like me don't exist. 'Cause we're here, we're real. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no AI. You know, this ain't no fake. Nah, this is real. And there are people like me who are into podcasting because they love doing it. People like me who are into podcasting and aren't paying attention to what the other people within this the category are doing. People who are unashamed of giving out advice, whether it be for free or putting it behind a paywall. But they're not afraid to do that because they're not afraid of their students becoming the master. You know what I'm saying? If someone were to take my courses and then blow the heck up, bro, that makes me look good. What the hell? That makes me look great. That's a good look for me. Whether they shout me out or not, I'm gonna be like, yo, look at this person's podcast. Look at what this person is doing. They're actually a student of mine or a former student. Look at them now. You want their success? You got to come over here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would I be jealous of that? You know? And then you got people who are just grateful enough. I should have my water with me, but there are people who are so grateful enough that they would do that for me. They'd say, hey, all this, well, I hope they don't say all this success because it don't matter how many courses you take, free or not, you got to put in the work. If you don't put in the work, it don't matter what, how many, I got a whole course load, by the way, but it don't matter how many times you watch my courses, how many times you watch the videos, how many times if you don't apply any of the things that I said in any of the courses, the entire course load that I have, if you don't apply any of that to what you do, you ain't going to get the gains at all. You ain't going to get the gains at all. Simple as that. And this goes for my courses. This goes for anybody else's courses as well. Anybody else's advice, when you put it that way. Courses, advice, whatever you are looking for. If you don't apply any of this knowledge that you're getting from people, whether free or not, you ain't going to amount to nothing. And that's just simple. That's just real life. You know what I'm saying? But me, I'm the type of individual where it's like I'm not afraid of competition. And like I said, I know there are people going to be listening to this right now, and you don't believe me because you can't fathom someone who just wants to create for the love of creating. I get it. But you not believing in me or believing that people like me exist doesn't mean that people like me do not exist. The truth is not predicated on based on what you believe or not. The truth is the truth, whether you want to believe it or not. And that is the God honest truth with me. I wouldn't be doing this podcast as long, or my Two Cents podcast for that matter, both podcasts. I would not be doing both podcasts as long as I've been doing them. Which that podcast is only 1 year older than this podcast. So that podcast turns 8 this year. This one turns 7. Nonetheless, that's a total of 15 years. If we're really talking. But I wouldn't be doing it for 7, 8, 10, 15. years, if I was someone who cared so much about one, the numbers, because the numbers say I ain't gonna be on, like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm not saying that I get no views or whatever, but the numbers say that if I was to value this podcast or just podcasting in general, I would have given up a long time ago if it was purely numbers based. That's number one. Also, I would be doing things and saying things or not saying things for the simple fact of, you know, I know this is going to get the numbers up. I know talking about gender wars is going to. I remember the last time I talked about gender wars, I made a joke about how I was reaching for views, and that was the only reason why I talked about that topic. So yeah, you're gonna get some experiments like that from me. Like, you're gonna get little social experiments like that from me where I talk about things simply because I know it's gonna get some views. And I'm allowed to do that. You know, especially as someone who doesn't do things for the views. You damn right I'm gonna do something for the views every now and then. It's not gonna be very often. It might be once every few years or so. But you know what I'm saying? I'd rather do that than do it every single week, as other podcasters do. Now I get it. There's a business side, blah, 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 this, then the third. And maybe if I wanted to treat this like the only thing I wanted to do for money, then I can see their way of doing things. I don't know if I could, if I had the heart to do it, but I can see their way of doing things. But my career goals is to be a career writer, to be able to pay bills with the books that I write, the screenplays that I, you know, the movies and TV shows that I have. That's my career goal. So, and even with that, I'm still not willing to just sell my soul, for lack of better wording, to just, you know, get that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I want to do, I have goals, of course, especially for this podcast, but there are just certain things that I'm not willing to do to achieve these goals. If it takes me longer to achieve them, if I never achieve certain things, but I continue to at least still have the blessing to be able to do the podcast, I will be happy with that. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I've been going on long enough, and I just want to say, just to answer the question once again, do I believe the podcast market is oversaturated? Yes, but I think that if you are someone who is into podcasts, you should understand what you like and what you don't like, and the stuff you don't like, and this goes not just with podcasts, but everything in life, the stuff you don't like, you simply just don't pay attention to. And this is me talking to viewers. Now, to the podcasters who say things like it's oversaturated and it's a bad thing, you're gonna have to tell me why. Because honestly, everything that I've heard comes from a place of fear and jealousy and gatekeeping. Every single point that I've heard other podcasters make when they say, yeah, it's oversaturated, they sounded very fearful of their little podcast in life. They were jealous that some podcast that just started 6 months ago was either at the same thumbs up for that podcast and thumbs up for me as well, as Zoom is telling you. But that podcast that just started 6 months ago either had the same amount of views and followers as they have, and they've been going for 6 years, and here's this measly 6-month-old podcast catching up to them in a race, or, you know, ride, you know, on the same pace or doing more than them. So that's the jealousy aspect. And then the gatekeeping, as I said, number three, the gatekeeping. If I don't give you this information, you don't have, or it's going to be harder for you to be able to one, surpass me in views and subscribers and whatever. And it's going to be harder for you to either just create episodes in general. And therefore, when people want to come to podcasts, they go to me because they don't have another name in this realm that they can choose from. Also, I think that's a dumb standpoint to take because you really don't know how, and this is just to the podcasters who show that they don't listen to podcasts themselves. People aren't just going on booting up whatever app they use on their phones or their devices to listen to podcasts and just crunching in random podcasts. People listen to the podcasts that they've already decided they're going to keep in their rotation. People have a rotation of podcasts, just like how people have playlists for music or just certain songs they listen to. It's the same with podcasts. It's the same with certain shows. It's the same with certain food. It's the same with everything. There's certain clothes they wear, right? Certain products they use in their hair, their face, certain everybody has personal preferences for everything. Podcasting is no different. So this whole idea that I'm going to gatekeep because I don't want another name in a hat, so someone who is discovering podcasts. Now there are people, and I know this for a fact because this is how a ton of people actually discovered me, was just people looking to listen to podcasts. And either they saw me post on social media and they thought, let me check him out, or they found me on one of the various podcast platforms that this podcast is on, Flex. But they found me on there because, you know, the platform recommended the podcast or this or the third. So there are people who are like, okay, let me just check out this podcast, not because I'm into this topic, but because I want to get into podcasts. There are people who do that. And people who just randomly just want to check out certain podcasts. But as an avid podcaster and a podcast listener, I can tell you from experience, and I can tell you from the people who listen to my podcasts, they have specific podcasts that they prefer that they listen to. And what these podcasters don't seem to understand when they make these comments is people listen to your podcast not by happenstance. They may have discovered it by happenstance, but nobody's listening to it on a weekly or biweekly or monthly, however often you upload new episodes. They're not listening to it on those bases by happenstance. They're doing so because they are avid listeners of you. They enjoy the content. You're not confident enough to believe that people actually listen to you on a weekly or biweekly or monthly basis. But that is not other podcasters' fault because of your insecurity. That's not a viewer's fault because of your insecurity. That's something you have to figure out within yourself. That's an internal issue. That's not an issue about with me and all the other thousands of podcasts. And I know there's more than thousands, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not our fault. I yawn at your issue, but no, that is not our fault. I'm sorry you have that insecurity. It sucks having insecurities, especially like that when you start to question your quality, your ability to do things, especially things that you love doing, that you have a passion for doing. But it's not our fault. The market is oversaturated because everyone thinks that this is an easy thing to do. And I've stated this many times before. Most people don't even make it past episode 12. I read that stat a long time ago and I looked back into it, and that still holds true today, or at least in 2023 when the last time I looked at it. And here I am on episode, what is it, 281 at this point? I have to look. That's another thing. Again, I told you I don't pay attention to the numbers. Last week, when I found out about all the ratings and the comments people are leaving about the My Two Cents podcast, I looked into this podcast and I figured out, and I found out I was on like 200 and episode 280 something, almost at 300 episodes. I don't number these episodes. I don't do any of that. I simply get on here. I say what I have to say. I enjoy my time. And I hope for the best as far as the reception goes. You know? And like I said, I know it's hard for some folks to fathom that people like that outdo that. People naturally do that, but I ain't got to prove anything to y'all. You know, neither do the other people who move like me. We ain't got to prove that we are naturally, this is how we get down. But nonetheless, like, y'all have a point. The market is oversaturated, but what are you going to do about it? I had to give y'all my Irvine voice, you know what I'm saying? But like, what are you going to do about it? What are you going? You going to continue to create? You going to continue to hate? You going to continue to gatekeep? You going to continue to be insecure? These are the choices you going to have to make. Simple as that. Now into here, you know what I'm saying? This has been another episode of the Earnest Thoughts podcast with your host Earnest, or you love Earnest, right? That's my name, right? Anyway. Like, comment, share, all that good stuff. I do appreciate everyone who has been rating, whether it's this podcast or the My Two Cents podcast, listening, sharing, all that good stuff. And those who are being patient with me, of course, as I struggle with Spotify's new changes and try to work with them and all that stuff. Like I said, I'll do my full breakdown about it in June when these changes are supposedly finalized. They were supposed to be starting in June, actually. But it looks like they started earlier, as I mentioned before, and are going to be finalized in June. Let's hope that is the case, because another month of more random changes, and yeah, somebody at Spotify is going to have to see me, respectfully. Anyways, like, comment, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Please hit the links in the description box below. Ways you can support the podcast, donating as well. That's greatly appreciated. But a simple like, a simple share, a simple subscribe, rating, please do that. These things really help out as well, because as I stated before, you might stumble across podcasts by happenstance, but nobody's listening to it, your podcast, on a weekly basis by happenstance, you know? So, but I would still like to be discovered happenstance wise. So keep rating, keep doing all that stuff, sharing all that good stuff. And yeah, anything in life that is bogging you down, do something about it. What are you gonna do about it? I'm sorry. All right, let me get off. I'm feeling silly. Let me get out. All right, y'all. Stay black if you are black. Stay beautiful. Black Lives Matter. LGBTQIA plus lives matter. Black women matter. Black men matter. Black children matter. And you matter. And I'm out.